from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County officials will spend $1.6 million in federal funding to extend natural gas service to the Catskill Exit 21 West Medical Campus project. At the meeting of the Greene County Legislature Public Works Committee on January 10th, the committee unanimously approved a resolution to enter into an agreement with the Central Hudson Gas and Electric Company to extend the natural gas infrastructure to the site. The measure now goes to the full legislature for a vote. The county will receive just under $9.2 million in federal funding from the American Rescue Plan Act as approved in March. Columbia Memorial Hospital, Albany Medical Center, and New York Oncology Hematology intend to construct a 40,000-square-foot medical facility on a 60-acre site in Catskill off Exit 21 from the New York State Thruway, owned by the Greene County Industrial Development Agency. The facility will focus on outpatient treatment. The private sector developers will build their facility first before the county constructs its planned medical health and community services facility at the same site. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "What we're trying to do is to create a medical campus. We'll have two anchors there, and we have the possibility of what we call two more pads, where maybe we can entice a cataract or ophthalmology type center so that the three or four of them complete each other versus competing with each other," end quote. Groden said the medical group could begin construction as soon as the weather breaks in the spring. He hopes to start construction of the mental health center by the end of 2023. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that on January 12th, the Cairo Town Board for the second time voted on two positions on the town's planning board. Before last year ended, outgoing Cairo Town Supervisor John Coyne and the former town board voted to reappoint Planning Board Chair Joseph Hassenkopf and alternate member Christopher Keff, but their seats were not open for appointments until the end of the year, when Coyne was no longer supervisor and the town board changed. As the first vote was taken, two then town board members, Jason Watts and Mary Jo Cords, abstained, explaining that the old board was not allowed to vote on appointments that were up to the future board. Soon after the vote, town attorney Tal Raplea said the first vote was illegal. Raplea said, and I quote, "Because the seats were vacant at the time of the appointment, there is no appointment because there was no seat to be filled. The only exception would have been if the entire town board were going to be the same from last year to this year. Then they could make that motion then, because you basically wouldn't be tying the hands of a future board," end quote. He continued, and I quote, "So since they had some change in the board and there were no vacancies in the seats until January 1st, we have to go back and redo it," end quote. On January 12th, the new board voted to keep Hassenkopf as planning board chair, but chose Richard Lorenz as alternate instead of Keff. Watts, Cords, and new board member Michael Flannery voted for Lorenz, with Stephen Karlovich and Tim Powers favoring Keff. Lorenz was previously on the town board and a member of the planning board, which he resigned from in April of 2016. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The New York State Department of Motor Vehicles will expand the availability of road tests for anyone looking to get their commercial driver's license as a way to address a shortage of truck and bus drivers. Motor vehicle officials will hold a public hearing on January 26 to address the question of how to create more capacity for state-run sites and road tests by allowing qualified third parties to offer them. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "By enabling third parties to give the road test for truck and bus drivers, we will create new avenues for New Yorkers to begin exciting careers, for our children to get to school, and to ensure that vital goods get where they need to be," end quote. The move comes as truck driver shortages have created supply chain troubles nationwide, while in some cases, a shortage of school bus drivers have forced school districts to turn to remote learning. Republican State Senator Mike Martucci, the former owner and operator of a school bus company, applauded the move to turn to third-party entities to provide the test. Martucci said, and I quote, "I'm so excited Governor Hochul has taken up this important cause by directing the Department of Motor Vehicle to initiate a regulatory proceeding that will make third-party testing a reality in New York," end quote. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Chatham Board of Education is now looking to fill a vacant seat. Board of Education member Craig Simmons resigned last month as he was about to be sworn in as Ghent's new town supervisor. That resignation was made effective December 31st. Board of Education President Matthew Fish said, and I quote, "We have had some people proactively reach out, but we don't have the timeline exactly worked out yet. We have posted our request for interest. That's going to be happening in the next week or two. That will set the timeline, and it will also initiate, we hope, some extra interest. We take those letters of interest, we do some interviews and some basic evaluations, and we get someone in that seat as soon as we can," end quote. Under the law, the seat can be filled immediately by board appointment, or the board can call a special election. Fish said, and I quote, "Based on their feedback, I don't think anyone in the community has the appetite for a special election on a board seat. This is a pretty routine matter," end quote. He said the board will find a new member and have them sworn in within 90 days. That person will serve through the May 2022 board election and have the option to run for the position to serve longer. He said, and I quote, "Board service is just a way that I have chosen to help our community. If anyone is looking to perform their civic duty, we could sure use help," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.